You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to get action with Action Station Aotearoa, the segment where we chat with the people campaigning for a fairer future.
Despite a tenuous ceasefire, the fuel crisis resulting from the US and Israel bombing of Iran and subsequent closure of the Strait of Hormuz drags on. Prices have remained high, hitting low-income households hard, and while fuel stocks in or on the way to the country sit comfortably above a month's cover, approaches to conserving fuel remain front of mind for many. One strategy that New Zealanders have been urged to adopt is switching to public transport, which would put fewer cars on the road. However, access is often dependent on location and affordability. Over the past few years, the Ministry of Education has reviewed numerous rural school bus routes, cancelling some and cutting off students from ready access to their education. For this week's Get Action, I spoke to Alicia Hall from Parents for Climate Aotearoa on their petition to restore rural school bus routes and make public transport free for children and students under 25. So, kia ora, Alicia. Starting off, can you just give us a broad overview of what your campaign is calling for?
Yeah, kia ora. Thank you for having me. We've launched an open letter calling on the New Zealand government to make public transport free for all school-aged children and half price or free for all young people under 25 and tertiary education. And also to restore cancelled rural bus routes.
And you've connected a lot of these calls to what the government itself is calling for or how they're structuring their approach to the current kind of ongoing fuel crisis, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, they talk about, I think the Prime Minister himself last month said, you know, and I quote, "I just want to be clear, kids are going to school, they're not sitting at home." And they also talk about targeted and timely a response. And we believe that having children being able to access education through free bus transport, free public transport, is one of those ways to go.
Yeah, so there's two kind of overlapping parts to this from what I can see. So the first is the affordability of public transport and providing those free or half-price fares. And the second is the rural school bus routes, both of which, of course, have been impacted by this ongoing fuel crisis. So putting the fares to the side for now, do we know why so many rural school bus routes have been cancelled in the last couple of years? Is this purely a cost-cutting exercise, or is there some other reason? What kind of justification has been provided for this?
Absolutely. One of the things that they've done in their review is raise the eligibility, so on along a bus route or in certain areas, from 4 to 8 children. So that's, you know, doubled the eligibility, which means up to 7 families need to now find a way of getting their children to school, plus work. And, yeah, for those that have lost the bus services, they're cutting extracurricular activities like sports because that requires parents to take them as there's no team bus. They're buying fewer groceries. They're putting off GP visits, dentist, specialist appointments. You know, it becomes more difficult to retain staff because having access to schools can be a deal breaker, and workers don't want to spend a large chunk of their wages driving their kids to school when they previously had a school bus.
And it sounds like these school bus routes are pretty essential. Are there any alternatives to getting these kids to school, like thinking like biking or walking or anything?
Oh, it's not, definitely not safe to walk along country roads, as you can imagine. So there are some alternatives that some schools have employed, like getting a pay-as-you-go bus service in. But even those are starting to be cancelled. Like, I noticed an article the other day, a Manawatu school bus is withdrawing its services because it's too costly to run.
Yeah, so looking at these school bus routes and the threshold that you mentioned has been brought from 4 up to 8. Now, you're calling for it to be brought back down to 4. What's the kind of history of these here? Has it been usually for the last while at that kind of 4 threshold?
Yeah, I'm not 100% on the history of that. I just do know that when this new government came in, it set up a review of fleet. I guess to be blunt, you know, all the ministries were required to cut costs, and in my humble opinion, this was one of the areas that they could look at and cut some costs. Like, up to 66 school bus routes have been cancelled, and I'm not too sure, but many have been also shortened, including our own. I'm semi-rural. And, yeah, our local school bus has been shortened down some of the roads so they don't go and collect all the children.
Right, and this becomes a bit of an equity issue, doesn't it, between rural communities and urban communities, in that rural communities are having their access to education for their kids weakened, essentially.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it has a lot of impacts, and they've obviously got to go further to access education and health and things like groceries that we sort of take a little bit more for granted. And there's also, you know, tying that back to the urban areas, is that the cost of transporting our kids to school has risen considerably, and the cost of living, full stop. Like, there, we've got a parent that has been really struggling financially lately and has had to decide whether they put money on their kid's bus card or food on the table or petrol in the car or take them to the doctor. Yeah, there's just all kinds of choices that families are having to make in order to access the basics, really.
Yeah, and kind of pivoting from there now to the bus fares. So you've called for free fares for kids and secondary students. Now, something kind of I'm a bit curious about, coming from my kind of ignorance of it, would this include free school buses? I always took public transport to school myself, so I'm not actually sure how kind of school buses work, really. Is it like a subscription kind of payment by students, or is it something that's provided by the school to students for free?
As far as I know, it paid my two high schoolers jump on the public bus and use their Snapper cards to get to school. And we, yeah, pay that just like we would if I was commuting to work, kind of thing. I know there's dedicated buses for schools, but it's still pay as you go.
Right, so looking at that, I guess, overall, and again, it's an access issue, right, of getting kids to school, regardless of, you know, the cost issues that they're facing with this ongoing fuel crisis. Jumping on to tertiary students, now I can see that you're calling for free fares for students under 25. Why this particular age? And is that kind of linked to, again, just bringing it back to what the previous policy was before these cost-cutting kind of measures?
Yeah, absolutely. We are a coalition partner of the Free Fares organisation that has been calling this for the last 4 years, I think. And, yeah, that number was determined sort of as the average age of students. I mean, me, myself, up till last year, was a mature student. So, obviously, it would have had benefits to older students as well. But it's a nice round number to go, hey, under 25, a lot at that age going to university. And they can be coming from long distances as well, just to get to their place of education.
Right, and I think whenever kind of people hear that sort of policy for, you know, reduced fees or free fees, they'll probably be thinking about what the cost is going to be overall of that policy. Do we have any idea of the numbers of how much that implementing this would cost overall?
So in 2023, $327 million had been budgeted across 4 years, and the government scrapped the scheme after 1 year when a new government came in. And it's also interesting to note, when if we're talking about comparing costs, well, the 140,000 families that are going to receive are receiving targeted support, that $50 a week and through in work tax credits. That support will cost the government $364 million for 1 year.
Right, so this is possibly a quite cost-efficient way of meeting this fuel crisis. But jumping to, I guess, the broader picture, now this is obviously a reaction, or the impetus for this is a reaction to the fuel crisis. But given the climate crisis, would you be looking for these changes to become permanent?
Absolutely. We've got other places around the world that are doing this or making public transport incredibly cheap, like I think Queensland's one in Australia. Victoria and Tasmania have temporarily made public transport free. Pakistan has. So it's not a new concept. And, I mean, it honestly just makes complete common sense to be able to provide public transport service, to be able to get people to work, to school, to wherever they need to go, I would be much more productive. It would be much better for the economy because it would, you know, free us up to be able to at least put food on the table.
That was Alicia Hall from Parents for Climate Aotearoa on their petition to restore rural school bus routes and make public transport free for children and students under 25. If you'd like to sign their petition, you can find it on the Action Station website or in the description of the BCast for this interview.
That was Get Action with Action Station Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/BCasts.